Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming. And I quickly apologise; I had to run downstairs. As this is our first official council meeting for the new electors, I'd like to welcome everyone officially to the town of Eastmantle and our lovely council. I'm out of breath. Particularly, if I go around the room, we've got Councillor Collinson, Councillor Brockman, Councillor Harrington, Councillor Boyd, Councillor Cutter, Councillor White, and Councillor Maywood. Welcome everybody. Okay, moving on. And welcome to those in the audience as well. Thank you for coming. On behalf of Council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as additional custodians of the land of which this meeting has taken place and pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. I'd like to just also announce to the members of the gallery that this meeting will be audio recorded. No council decision from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless council by resolution carried at this meeting requested the CEO to take immediate action to implement the decisions. Please note that in terms of our attendance, everyone is in attendance, except for our apology from Councillor White. Okay, and there are Councillor Wilson. Apologise for that. Pardon me. Okay, and there are two members of the public, one being Tash and Kelly. And Kelly, thank you, Kelly, for your guidance in the photography this evening. Okay, and from my point of view, a hard job, I think. Okay, moving forward. Apologies from Councillor Mark Wilson. He's still away. There's new approved apologies. Okay, we get to section number five, disclosure of interest, financial, proximity or impartiality. I see no one around that's nil on all of those. I note there is also nil public question time that I'm aware of. And there's also new deputations. It's important to note that tonight's meeting is all about, I guess, the selection of the deputy mayor and the committees, as well as one other item. So we start with item 7.1, which is the election of the deputy mayor, and I will now ask Jonathan to step in.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, as you would have read in the agenda and on an email I sent today, it's now my responsibility to conduct the election for the office of Deputy Mayor in accordance with the Local Government Act 95, the Local Government Constitution Regulations 1998 and the Local Government Elections Regulations 1997. I note that I have received written nominations from Councillors Lucinda Maywood, Cliff Collinson and Jenny Harrington. However, I will now call if there are any other nominations for the Office of Deputy Mayor which can be made verbally. I hear none, so I will close the nominations and reiterate that the nominations have been received from Councillors Maywood, Collinson and Harrington. While we're preparing the ballot papers, I now invite each candidate to make a brief speech. They can have approximately 2 minutes. And we'll do it in the order in which I received the nominations. So I'll start with Councillor Maywood.
Okay, thank you. I'm slightly worried about that 2 minute speaking limit, but I'm going to try my best. I wanted to start by explaining a bit of context for the newer councillors who might not know me as well as everyone else here. I nominated for council 2 years ago as a 22-year-old uni student who knew nearly nothing about local government, and despite being absolutely terrified, I ran because I've lived in East Fremantle my entire life, and although I was always aware of how special it was to live here and grow up here. I think as I got older, I realised just quite how special East Rio was, and I wanted to in some way be able to contribute and give back to the community that had impacted me so much as a child, and I wanted to help keep it a wonderful place to grow up in, to live, work and get older in. The results of that election, the 2023 election, and the conversations I had in the lead up and the conversations I've had afterwards, which are still going on today, have told me that the residents want a council who looks like their community. In my flyer, I argued that good governance, for good governance, you want a council that accurately represents what East Rio looks like. And I'm happy to look around today and see that the residents have a team who to represent them, who has experience, new ideas, perspectives, and it looks a whole lot more like the community than I think council did maybe 15, 20 years ago. I believe that the residents want this change to extend to the council's leadership team. For the first time in a while, we've got a new mayor, and I think the upcoming challenges our community face will benefit from what I'm proposing by nominating as deputy, which is an intergenerational leadership team. Mayor Natale and I think differently. We have different experiences, perspectives and ideas, but I believe that this is a strength and that the ideas that can come out of a leadership team that considers those different perspectives and takes into account those different experiences will make decisions that are stronger for the community. Over the last 2 years, I've been a part of this incredible team and some of those who aren't here, who've worked tirelessly for the community and who have faced significant challenges. But I also recognise that often this work is unseen because we as a council don't reach out to the community enough. And I see a real opportunity in front of us over the next few years as we have a new mayor and a new council and lots of amazing upcoming projects for the community to work on that relationship we have with residents and to reach out to the community more in an active way, which is why I'm nominating for Deputy Mayor. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Maywood. I'll pass over to Councillor Collinson.
Yeah, look, well, I've been on council for quite a while now, but I think throughout that time I've shown plenty of enthusiasm. And one thing I have learnt is that you can't achieve success overnight. Often it takes quite a bit of chipping away. When I first came onto council, we didn't even acknowledge the traditional custodians at our meetings. So the second meeting I attended, I moved a motion that we acknowledge the Aboriginal people at every single meeting. And since then, I've continued to make council a more progressive council. Particularly, it took years of me chipping away to try to get us to have a reconciliation action plan, which we eventually did. But it took, for me, I think I was hanging on about it for about 3 years. The same with climate action. Probably about my third meeting, I moved a motion that we install solar panels on our buildings. Now, at the time, there was quite a bit of resistance to that. But I managed to get it through, and since then I've been hammering on about climate change for years, and eventually we managed to get a bit more action and become more accepted. And we've even got the Climate Action Reference Group, and we've also now appointed a sustainability officer. And I think a lot of that was because of my chipping away. Third thing that I've been doing a lot over the years was, everyone knows I think that I'm very passionate about heritage protection. And when I first came on council, it was quite legal to demolish a heritage building. There was nothing to stop that council could do to stop it. And we did lose quite a few beautiful buildings in that. So, especially through my role as chairing the planning committee, it took quite a lot of work, but we managed to get all the A and B class heritage properties listed. So now we've got them saved from demolition. So I've still got plenty of passion and plenty of fire in the belly, and I'm still chipping away at different things on that. I think I've got a lot of experience. I've chaired planning for many years, often dealing with quite difficult meetings as they were in the day. And so I do know my bidding procedures well, and I can handle a difficult meeting. So basically I'm just saying I've still got plenty of passion, Other advantage I think I've got, I know a lot of councillors here are trying to juggle council work with working with a full-time job or a part-time job or whatever. I've been retired for quite a few years, so I do have plenty of time up my sleeve, so I don't have any difficulty in doing council work. And I'm also, I always read all the papers, so I've got plenty of time to deal with that. And like Lucinda mentioned, to meet with the community. I think I'm out in the community all the time. I'm constantly talking to people in the community and they're often raising issues with me. So I will continue to do that, whether I'm Deputy Mayor or whether I'm a councillor, I will continue to do that from now on. Yeah.
Thanks, Councillor Collison. And Councillor Harrington.
I come from a position of basically support for the Mayor and in this future time we've got. I have been a Deputy Mayor previously and so I have chaired various meetings over that time. So for me, I'm available. I'm not a full-time worker anymore, which has good times and bad times, I think. You know, when you've got a very busy life, it's something to adjust. And I would like to be able to give as much time to this council as I possibly could in this role. So one of my big areas, I'm very involved with environment and I'm very involved with people. And that's one of my strengths, I think. I really love working with people. So, and I haven't missed one OCM since the whole of this time in this 2 years that I've been on at this moment. So knowing that the general mood in the community has changed in certain areas, which has been reflected in both the last election and the one in particular where Lucinda, Kerry and I took first, second and third place as females on the election. And that was a really important thing because there have been times when I've been the only female on council. And I don't like to call the female vote very often, but I think sometimes if that's what the community is asking for, we should be doing that. And then again, this election, Stephanie and your good self came in as there as well.
Beck.
And you, Rebecca.
Beck.
Sorry, other way around. Anyway, with this in mind, I believe that without calling that female vote, I think we should take that into consideration. I think that is what the community is calling for by voting the way they have. And it would appear, you know, that we're not listening if that was done. With this in mind, I also clearly believe that the election community is asking for change in many areas. Now, one of the things that my father once told me, he said, Jennifer, never forget that progress and change are inevitable. Don't forget that. And I haven't. And I still believe there's lots of things we can be doing in this town now. I do believe that there's room for infill in the town. I believe there's lots more environmental issues that need to take place. We've got to finish the Oval. One of my first adventures into council, not on council but in working with the council, was to get a skate park in this thing. Well, I was told I was a drug addict and all I was going to do bring in drug people into this community, and I was very upset about that. But my son is now 40. He was 12 when that process started. Dog park was another thing I was really keen on. So those things are happening. It's hard to believe that's taken so long, quite frankly. But you know, looking at that, we just have to work with it. But I want to be very sure that we don't do change just for change. You know, we have to have a balance about where change is good and change doesn't need to happen. So I think on council things take a long time to take place as those that have been there. It's hard to think that wars still take place, really, when you think about how we all get all wound up with change. So one of my main other strengths is really people. And I've been involved in this community for 40 years. Sounds like a long time when you say it like that. I was president of the Richmond PNC, and that's probably where I did a lot of work up there and got to know a lot of people. So, and that still stays there. And that's one of my most caring thoughts in this environment. I want to think that the people that we work with are cared for as well in their judgments of what they're wanting. Not just the councillors, but I'm talking about the community as such. That's it from me.
Thanks very much, Councillor Harrington. So, councillors, what we'll have now, I'll be handing out your ballot papers. And it takes place using the optional preferential method. So you need to put at least one. It's optional whether you want to go two and three. Mark your ballot paper privately. We haven't got a separate booth, but if you can mark it privately, and then I'll come around and collect it, because it is meant to be a secret vote, so ensure your vote's not visible to others, and then we'll conduct the count.
Reflecting.
Back around.
Should we turn off?
Mr. Mayor and councillors, as a result of the ballot, I can now declare Councillor Maywood has been elected as Deputy Mayor for the Town of East Fremantle. I now invite the newly elected Deputy Mayor to make her declaration of office before assuming her duties. I'll come down there.
I, Lucinda Hetty Maywood of 47 Fraser Street, East Fremantle, having been elected to the office of Deputy Mayor of the Town of East Fremantle, declare that I take office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Town of East Fremantle under Section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, councillors. That concludes the process and the results will be publicly notified and will be reporting to the minister as required.
Okay. Thank you, CEO. Moving on, item 7.2, which I think commences on page 13 with the recommendation on page 21. I note there are some elected members here that may not know the background in regards to this, so may I ask through the chair, one of the exec manager of planning.
Through the chair. So by way of some background, as part of the negotiations with the East Fremantle Football Club, they requested to be able to place signage on the building, including naming rights sponsorship signage, which had been also agreed by council that they could do so. However, we had to go through a process whereby the Planning Commission actually gives approval for signage within that precinct. So the club developed a plan. It was attached to the licence. So council, through its licence arrangements, indicated that it would support that proposed signage, subject to it being through the planning process. So now we're seeing it again with the planning process, where we are a referral agency to the planning commission. But it is the same plan that was submitted to council when they asked for consideration to be included within the licence agreement. They haven't changed that plan. So this is now a step in the planning component of that process.
This is where I ask if anyone has questions for the CEO in regards to this item. Okay, there's no questions. Therefore, I ask for a mover and a seconder for this item. Mover, Councillor White. Seconder, Councillor Collinson. Thank you. Councillor White.
Look, thank you, Mayor. As stated previously, we have seen this before, and I'm just pleased that we can actually get it to the Planning Commission and finalise this. It will feel like the football club have finally moved in. And look, I just think is a very positive step, so I'm happy to support. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Constan?
Look, the reality is the footy club does need signage, and we've looked at it before, and it's not greatly different from what we were okay with, reasonably comfortable with before. So, yes, I think it's good for it to move ahead.
Thank you. Does anyone speak against this motion? Does anyone speak for the motion? No? Okay. If that's then, I'll close the debate. No one, Councillor White, would you like to? I think. Thank you. So, with nothing further, I'll close the debate and put the motion as written on page 21 and 22, in which, in accordance, we have the we are approving the licence agreement that approves with the Planning Commission and the hours of operations for the video board, including the other conditions. And therefore, I put that motion as written and raise their hand. Okay, and that's been approved unanimously. Okay, thank you. Moving on to 7.3, which is the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee. Okay, for this committee, we're seeking up to six council members, and of which there's also a number of independent chairs, plus I note Councillor Wilson has also nominated for this. So,
apologies, Mr. Mayor. In the item, you'd note that the recommendation was to reduce from six council members to five because we're looking at having a second independent member. But whilst it remains open to council to have six, that was the recommendation.
CEO, would you like to just ask for people to raise their hands in regards to nominating?
If I may, that would be probably the process for the rest of this. It's not a secret ballot like we did before, but if there are more nominees than positions, then we can run a quick ballot, which would be just a first-past-the-post process. But to indicate now would be helpful. If we know we've got more than five, then we'd have to run a ballot.
So for anyone interested, please raise your hand. And that's three.
Councillor Wilson.
So we've got Councillor Cutter, Councillor White, okay, Councillor Wilson, and myself. Mayor O'Neill, Natalia, of course. Sorry? And Councillor Harrington, that's five. Okay. Is this in the motion, CEO, in regards to selecting the chair for the role? It is.
It is, Mr. Mayor, and just to quickly, if I may speak to that. So whilst it's not yet legislated, it is imminent that we are required, all local governments are required to appoint an independent chair. What has been discussed at the Audit and Risk Committee previously is for us to make that happen before we're told it has to happen. Otherwise, it is a process to go backwards and change back. So the recommendation is firstly to appoint two independent members and then to appoint one of them the presiding member and the second the deputy presiding member. And the CVs are attached to this item.
One of the concerns that I have is that the audit committee should, collaborate in terms of who may want to sit as our chair, and therefore, I think the second that would be the independent deputy chair. Can we defer point two and point three, CEO, and to discuss maybe at the forum next week?
Certainly, it can be discussed at the forum, and then we'd need to bring back another item to the next council meeting in November, because it is a requirement that council appoints the chair of the committee, and therefore we wouldn't be able to have a meeting of the audit committee prior to that happening, because you wouldn't have had a chair appointed. So certainly, if there's some discussion which to be held on the two independent members and whether one or both is going to be appointed to either of the two roles of presiding or deputy presiding, we can certainly have that conversation, but we'd need to formalise that at the next council meeting prior to the audit committee meeting, which is later in November.
Okay. So with that known, we need a mover and a seconder.
We've got, I think Councillor Cutter was asking.
Yes, Councillor Cutter.
This is more just a question about, so it looks like it has to be the external person for both the chair and the deputy chair as well. So it's not about the actual committee itself. So I was just checking that's all that's up for discussion, isn't it? As opposed to the
correct. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, just to be clear, part one of the recommendation has currently got five council members. Parts two and three to appoint independent members as the presiding and deputy presiding members. And just to be clear, when the legislation finally does come through that you must appoint an independent member as a presiding member, it equally says then if the independent member is not available, there must be a second independent member who is the deputy. So you can't have a council member as a deputy once that legislation comes in, which is why we put it this way.
Yeah. I think the next step is to get a mover and seconder for part one, and then potentially then open that for discussion if we want to defer that point two. As a cover mover, please, for that item, Councillor White, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Connison. Councillor White, any further? Okay. Councillor Connison, same. Okay. In respect to item two and three, I note the committee should discuss the three candidates, but more importantly, who the presiding member should potentially and their skills be. So I would like to see that move to defer it to at least a discussion when Mark, because Mark is a member of the audit, or he will be once we approve this. If we can, I guess.
If I may assist, maybe I suggest then that if the motion we currently have on the table is effectively to appoint the five council members we've nominated, and then I'd suggest that council then resolves to consider the appointment of the independent members and presiding members at the November ordinary council meeting.
Correct. Thank you. Can I move that amendment? CEO? Thank you. Could I have a seconder for that amendment? Okay, Councillor Maywood, thank you. Okay. I wish I could talk about it. Does anyone else want to talk to this amendment? No. Therefore, I put that amendment. Anyone for the amendment, please raise your hands. Okay. And that's unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Moving on, we need to, vote for this substantive motion, which is the acceptance of the five
elected members, and they are, just read that again.
Through the chair, it's Councillors White, Councillors Cutter, Councillor May Natale, Councillor Wilson and Councillor Harrington.
Thank you. With deferring that point. Anyone for the motion, please raise your hands. And that's again voted unanimously. Thank you. Moving forward, 7.4, okay, the Planning Committee, which is on, I think, page 75. Okay. 70, my page, 75. Noting that there is a motion before us to disband the Planning Committee. Did we want to have a discussion of that prior to moving this?
It's entirely up to you, Mr. Mayor. If there's any questions, hopefully the report is self-explanatory in the sense that it hasn't actually met since, I think, June of 2024. The changes that have occurred in terms of Planning and Development Act, acts of the state government, have effectively rendered it less than useful in the sense there's not much we can bring to a committee. Any major planning decisions we would then bring direct to council.
Okay. Any questions of the CEO? No. Okay. Could I have a move then, please, of the motion? Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Singer, Councillor Harrington, thank you. Councillor White.
Oh, look, I think the report speaks for itself, but being a previous member of the committee, it used to meet every month, and you know, since the changes have come through, I don't think we've met at all. So, look, I think it's a pragmatic decision, I guess there will be some nostalgia in reflection about the Planning Committee meetings, but look, I'm happy to support the motion as it stands. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hamilton? Okay, lovely. Anyone that's against the motion put? Okay, I don't see any objections. Therefore, I think if I can, I'll close the debate, and put that motion as per page 75, which is the officer's recommendation to disband the Planning Committee. Anyone for that motion, please raise your hands. Thank you, and that's voted unanimously. Thank you very much. Moving forward, 7.5, the appointment of the Works Committee. This is okay. I think before I'm going to ask for this one, could we again through CEO, resolve in regards to the disbanding of the Works Committee and the view of the officers in regards to this?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the reason for this recommendation differs to the Planning Committee. It is because we believe we can provide the information that's been requested, which is demonstrating accountability to the delivery of our capital works and responding to those things. We can do that in a different way than through a committee structure. It can be through reports and briefings to forums. It can be provision of regular updates and reports on at least a quarterly basis on the actions against that plan. Where it comes to things such as establishing policies for example, revision of verge side collection or those kind of things, that would be something that would come to all of council anyway. We would either do it through forum and or at council meetings. So part of it was because, and some of it was my observations, that what was happening at the Works Committee meetings were reports of an operational nature, which was just for information. And I'm sure it was seen of value to those who are on the Works Committee, but the view that we've taken is that needs to be expanded to make sure all councillors receive that information. And it wasn't seen, in our view, as the most efficient way of communicating that required information to you through a Works Committee meeting.
Okay. Any questions of the CEO? Okay. I do note there is an alternative there, but before I raise that, is anyone like to move the motion as put? You have a question? I think councillor.
I'm not sure this is a question for the mayor. Sorry, for the CEO. It's more for councillor members who've been members of the works committee. It'd be interesting to hear a perspective from a councillor as to the value and therefore the risks of this being disbanded.
Okay. I can speak as well, councillor. You can speak as well. Yep.
Yeah, look, I've actually found the Works Committee was established primarily so that that council members had a better feel for what was actually happening with the operations of the town. And that included the capital requirements for different requirements, footpaths, et cetera. But importantly also, it was a chance that didn't exist previously for council members to give feedback to, people involved in the council on a formal basis. So I actually saw a significant merit, and the quality of the content of the meetings has improved significantly. So thank you. But I think it is a good committee because you do get that face-to-face communication with operations and understanding better about the impact of capital works and having time to do that in a proper way. It doesn't meet that regularly, but it certainly helps, particularly when it comes up to budget time, when we're looking at prioritising projects or approving the prioritisation of projects, I should say, because there's a depth of knowledge prior to those decisions being made about, the thought and the process going in behind it. So, my personal view is it's probably become a very worthwhile committee.
Thank you, Councillor White. Look, from my perspective, I do accept the reporting with the new executive there makes this meeting a little redundant, but I also note the importance of the operations and the work staff, and the point that I want to make is that if we don't have the discussion at a works committee, we'll be having it at either OCM or at the forum. So I think within the works committee itself, it can be more concentrated. The discussion can be far more concentrated rather than taking time in other processes. I think taking that information off emails or off reports is one thing, but to get a comprehension of the understanding of the logistics around how operations work and so forth is not a known thing by everyone on council. So getting because it's not our job to run operations, it's our job to try and understand. And given that, if I was to reflect on my experience on council, it's the question that I'm always getting asked: when is that work being done on the foreshore? When is that happening? It's one of the questions, and trying to have a point in time that you can reflect back and get those answers, other than going back through the communication channels, getting that information. I still think it's valuable to have a greater understanding of how the whole work system works, and it, as per what Councillor White has said, it is so critical to the town. So I think it is a worthwhile committee to have, at least until the next time we will review this in 2 years' time. Okay, that's my view. Okay, does that answer your question, Councillor Carter? Okay, thank you. So, Councillor, can you just put your microphone on? Thank you.
It's a while since I was on that committee, but I did find it really enlightening as to what was happening. But the one thing I did think back then, it sort of held the works people up because they're waiting for the next time it came to reporting, and our feedback And that's probably the only reason I think it's just as well it's still going to come to the main council, so we get an understanding of what's happening out there in the big picture. And we do get asked many times from people what is happening. So I concur with both of what you're saying, but I do think it's worthwhile, but just for an information-only sort of situation particularly.
OK. Yes, Councillor Brockman.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. A question I would have is on the preparation time for the meeting. I agree with everything that's been discussed, but in some roles you tend to do more reporting than doing. Okay, am I up and running? Okay. So, yeah, I'm just interested, I'd be interested to know how long it takes to prepare for this meeting and, you know, if it goes forward, is there another format you can recommend that it can be more efficient process, still conveys the same sort of information?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, through the chair. Certainly there's the time in terms of organising the meeting and getting that out. So that's handled by Hayley, and that would take her, you know, probably half a day just to organise the meeting and then to manage the meetings afterwards. In terms of my time, it can be a couple of days by the time I've written reports, I've got them reviewed, I've passed them up to Jonathan. And then I have to take those reports and write them for any decision-making, then that report has to be redone then to go to council as well. So there is a fair amount of time that goes into preparing that reporting. The information is there, and you know, I'm very happy to provide that to councillors. But, yeah, a reasonable amount of time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, any other further questions? No? Okay. I will again ask, is there anyone would like to move that motion to disband the Works Committee? Okay. Okay, I think that has lapsed. Would anyone like, thanks to the report, anyone would like to move the amendment that's the alternative that's been? Okay, Councillor Connison, thank you. Anyone like to second? Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Connison?
Oh, look, personally, having been on council for a long time without a works committee, I was absolutely thrilled when it was first established. It's been an extremely useful committee. And I think the reality is, as councillors, we are very much judged on what people see outside. People see the footpaths, they see the trees, they see the roads and everything else, and including the bad things that they see as well. And so as councillors, I think we really need to be well informed. And I never felt better informed than when I had the committee, because I was really able to ask the questions at the time and really get the details. And I think ultimately that helps with our decision making when it does come to council later. And as already has been pointed out, in terms of the community, you know, I'm walking around in the community quite a lot. A lot of people come up and ask me questions about this and that and everything else. And yes, I could find out otherwise, but by going to the Works Committee, I absolutely feel confident that I could answer most questions that are put to me since that's been going. So, yes, I certainly hope that it does continue. And I think we will benefit from it in many ways.
I'll get a second. Thank you, Councillor Connison. Councillor White, anything further?
But no comments, Mayor.
Thank you. Thanks to the CEO. We should ask for nominations. For... Ask a motion. Sorry?
In terms of... Through the chair, the motion was all parts 1 to 4, which slightly amend the Works Committee's terms of reference around the chair, deputy chair, and then appoint the following members. So it's... In a sense, by moving this motion, it's taken as read, the Works Committee will continue.
Yeah.
If it's supported.
Yeah. So we need to yeah. So as written, so we need to point number 2, which is ask for nominations. Anyone? Okay. Who would like to nominate? Yes, Councillor Wilson. Thank you. And Councillor Maywood, Councillor White, Councillor Cutter, and Councillor Collinson. And that
That's a five. Unless you wish to be on.
I do wish to be on, yes.
Sorry, Collinson. And that's the cutter.
Cutter, yeah, thank you. I think it's very important. Can we expand that to six, or I'm happy to stand out if otherwise. Happy to stand down.
Oh, through the chair, it is open to council to amend the terms of reference. Equally, pointing out for the benefit of other council members here that should a mayor wish to be appointed to a committee, then the council is required to appoint that person to the committee.
I'll stand down, Pansy. Yeah, that's fine.
I know. I'm letting councillors know that if you choose to go on it, you can. Okay. And then we just have to run a ballot if we only have five members.
Yeah.
Point of order there. My understanding is that the mayor is entitled to be on any committee. They don't have to be elected by members. So I don't think it's necessary to have a ballot.
Just to be clear, there's only five members of the committee, and if the mayor's to be appointed, it only leaves four spots left. It's not in addition to the five members, so it's four plus the mayor, and we've got five councillors at the moment.
And it's mute because I'll stay. Thank you, Councillor Constant, but I'll reverse my nomination. So we have five. In that. Point number three is we need to appoint a presiding member and a deputy member. Any nominations for that? I think Councillor Wilson was previously in terms of being the presiding member for that. Any objections to being the presiding member? To be the presiding member for the Works Committee? Councillor Wilson was previously. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Deputy, can I ask for a deputy to please... Out of that five? Cliff, thank you. Councillor Coconson, thank you. Okay, we got there. That's point one to four. Okay. Councillor White, would you like to close that?
Nothing further, Mayor. I think everything's been discussed at length.
Moving forward, I put that motion as the alternative, as agreed with those five members. Do anyone please raise your hands if you accept that? Thank you. And it's unanimous. Lovely. Okay. CEO performance review, item 7.6. I think this is page 96. Okay. Can I have nominations for the CEO's Performance Review Committee, please? There's a few here. Yeah, myself, the Deputy, Councillor Constant, Councillor Brockman, Councillor Hamilton. And anyone else? No, there's not others.
Councillor Wilson also put his name down for this one.
Did he? Yeah. And Councillor Wilson. Okay. Sorry, it's...
Check. We have Manatali, Councillor Maywood, Councillor Brockman, Councillor Harrington, Councillor Wilson. Did I miss anybody? Councillor Collinson and Councillor Boyd. Okay.
Now, can we have all those members? Yes.
We would have to amend the terms of reference. Equally, if I may point out, and I realise it's my performance review committee, that the committee is effectively a reference committee and everything comes to council anyway. All councillors participate in the performance review. The committee meets with the facilitator to finalise the report that goes to the full council. So it's open to council to have nearly every council member on it. But then it may be a little bit of duplication because you'll see it come to you anyway. But it is open to council if they wish to amend the terms of reference to increase the numbers.
Sorry, so how many?
We've got seven.
We've got seven at the minute.
Sorry, I've missed one.
Manatali, Councillors Maywood, Brockman, Harrington, Wilson, Collinson and Boyd.
So is everyone happy to increase the numbers? Yes? Yes?
If that's the case, I might recommend in point one, we say amend the CEO's performance review terms of reference to delete section 10.2 and to increase the number of council members to 7.
Okay. Lovely. And moving forward, in terms of the Labor Government Act appoints a presiding member, as deputy, typically that's my role. So I will put my hand up for the presiding membership. And I guess leave it up to if the deputy wants to step in as a deputy for that. Thank you, Councillor Maywood. Can I have a mover, please, for that motion as change? Thank you, Councillor White. Seconded, Councillor Maywood. Thank you. Councillor White. Councillor. Any discussion? Nothing. Therefore, I put the motion and raise your hands. Thank you. Moving forward, the 7.7, the Complaints Committee, which is on page 114, I think. Okay. I note there's three membership. A question to you, has this committee ever met?
Fortunately, never, but it's required to be established in case there is a complaint received.
Okay. Thank you. Can I ask for nominations, please? So, Councillor Harrington, Councillor Maywood, and Councillor Brockman. Oh, sorry, Steph. Councillor Boyd, sorry. On that left side is always a thank you.
And over the page, there's two deputies.
Oh, there's two. Okay, hang on.
Two more deputies. Don't you. So you've got three, then you've got two others who are deputy members.
Okay. And that's it. So, Councillor Boyd as a deputy.
Okay, so if I could just confirm, we've got, as members, we had Councillors Harrington and Maywood. I had Councillor Boyd, but did Councillor Brockman put your name for it? Okay, so then we've just got a question about whether we work out who's deputy and who's substantive member.
Would you like to go deputy? So the deputy is someone who steps in if someone's not available. That's okay. Okay. And do we have a second deputy? Someone step in?
You're already in.
Councillor Boyd. Okay. No, I'll be deputy. That's fine.
Okay. Mayor. Okay.
It's a statutory thing. Okay. And it seems like we need a presiding member.
Of the three.
Out of the three. Councillor Harrington, thank you. And a deputy. Councillor Maywood. Now we move to the more interesting committees.
Now we've got to move this.
No, oh, sorry. Thank you. Can I have a mover, please, for that motion? Okay, for those committees. Councillor Harrington, thank you. And Councillor Maywood seconded. Councillor Harrington, I'd speak to it. Nothing further. Councillor Maywood, nothing further. No discussion. I can see around the room. So please raise your hands if you're for that motion. And that's voted unanimously. Thank you. Going too quickly. Tell me to slow down if I need to, Janine.
No, that's right. I'll fix it all up tomorrow.
Okay. 7.8, the community grants, assistant grants, and sponsorship policy committee. Okay. Can I have... And we need three for this committee. Can I please... was Councillor Woods on this before, was he? Okay, so thank you. Councillor Woods is nominated. Councillor Harrington, is anyone else who would like to Okay, Councillor Maywood. This also includes Susan Nielsen and John Chisholm. Susan Nielsen is married to the Freeman of the town, Dr. David Nielsen, and John Chisholm is a known architect who's done many, many works in the town. So it's okay. Can I also then ask, if there's no other not nominations, can I also then ask for who to be the presiding member? Councillor Harrington, thank you. And Deputy? Given that Councillor Wilson's not here, thank you. Councillor Maywood? Could I have a mover, please, for that motion? Councillor Harrington, could I have a seconder? Councillor Cutter, thank you. Councillor, would you like to discuss it? Nothing further? Councillor Cutter? You won't be recorded otherwise.
It's a great little committee to be on because you're dividing up where you can give some funds and make some people very happy when they do get that. So that's a nice one.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cutter, anything further? Nothing further. Thank you. Therefore, I put that motion as per those nominations and as per listed on page 122. Everyone for the motion, please raise your hand. And that's approved unanimously. The Climate Action Reference Group. I asked for nominations for the CARG group. Okay. That's Councillor Boyd, Councillor Collinson and Councillor Cutter. Okay. Your hand wasn't up there, Councillor Brockman? No?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Anyone wishes to nominate for this? No? Okay. No further nominations. I'll close nominations and I ask for a mover. One of those councillors like to move? Councillor Boyd, would you like to move that? Yes? Yes? And seconded Councillor Cutter, thank you. Councillor Boyd, would you like to speak to that at all?
Nothing further, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cutter. Nothing further, lovely. Therefore, I put that motion as per page 128 for those nominated. Please raise your hands. Thank you. And that's voted unanimously. Okay. Moving forward. The RAP Committee. Okay, so that's, I think we need three members for the RAP. That's correct, isn't it? That's page 130, 139. Okay, can I ask for nominations for the RAP Committee? Councillor Collinson, thank you. Councillor Maywood, yes. And Councillor Boyd, thank you. Anyone else would like to nominate for that committee? No? Councillor Collinson would like to move that motion? To accept that, thank you. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Maywood, thank you. Everyone for the motion, please raise your hands, and that's unanimously voted in. Thank you. Okay, page 146, which is the nominations for the Arts Public Art Panel. Can I ask for nominations, please? Okay. So raise your, yes. Councillor Harrington, Councillor Brockman, Councillor Collinson. We've got two there. Very kind of you, Councillor Brockman. Okay. Councillor CEO?
It is open to Council to amend the terms of reference if it so wishes.
It's a policy. Okay, I'm being informed that's an amendment of a policy. That's is that
which can be varied. Yeah.
Which can be varied, but it requires council approval, endorsement. Probably at another point in time, I'm assuming.
It's open to now. If Councillor Brockman does wish to be on it, it's open to council to vary that policy.
I do note that this meeting hasn't met for a while. Has that struck you? You used to be the chair, councillor. Can you just put your... Yes, please, you can. Thank you.
So it hasn't met for a little while. There's considerable funds that has been held in abeyance since the oval has been developed, and that is due to be released for us to spend now. And so for various reasons, there has not been meetings, and it was looking like, because that was still held in abeyance, we couldn't spend anything. So some of the community members that were on it were a bit frustrated that nothing was happening. So we suspended some of the meetings until... There's one coming up in November now. So I'm really keen to have that funds released and get a bit of work done. And we're doing some really interesting things with that committee this year as well, with all the art that we have in the area being listed and where we have to make some changes to maintenance for them and those sort of things. So, yeah, looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Councillor Brockman, still interested?
No, I'll sit this one out. Thanks, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Not a problem. Is anyone else further interested in the public arts panel before I close nominations? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And we also need a chair. So, Councillor Collinson, Councillor Haywood. Haywood. Harry Harrington. Councillor Harrington's put a hand up for the chair role. Thank you. Okay. Can I move that, please? Cover mover. Councillor Harrington, thank you. And cover seconder, Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Harrington, would you like to speak up to it? No? Nothing further? Councillor White, nothing? I think that no further discussion warranted or required. I put that motion. Please raise your hand. Thank you. Now, this is an interesting one, this one. So 7.12, which is the representation for the JDAP, as well as the DAP committee. So I note that there's different time frames here, CEO, in regards to those two committees. Do you want to talk about that? Thank you.
If I may. So the appointments, which are ministerial appointments, are not coinciding with our election terms. Part of that is to ensure there's some continuity and they don't have a loss of expertise over a period of time. So we have Councillors Collinson and White at the moment who are effectively able to continue until 26th of January next year, but we do need to then appoint new members from that time as well as alternate members. So it would then be sequential after that 26th of January next year. So that's what Council is being asked to look at the moment. So we can explain to them, or we can pass on to them who will be the members after the 26th of January next year.
Okay. And also the train requirement around this, because it does require to be a member, you have required to do some training, I believe, yes?
That's correct.
What's the level of training?
And
it was one full day when I did it as well. Yeah. Okay, so if you wish to nominate, it is a requirement to do that training, which is understanding the planning process around. Can I ask a question? How often have we been asked to be involved in a DAP decision or drag DAP decision?
I think since I've been here, there's maybe have been two occasions. That was probably in the first year. There was been something to do with, I forget which particular matters it was, but I think there's only been a couple of occasions because so much is now almost not even going to JDAP. It's going via other means.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not particularly onerous if that's what any concerns were, but it's also not that frequent, so you may feel it's not worthwhile. It's up to you.
Can I... Please ask for nominations for both. First up for the first two members from 26 onwards. Councillor Collinson, thank you. Councillor White, thank you. Can I also now ask for alternative members? Councillor Brockman, thank you, and Councillor Cutter, thank you. Hello. Can I please ask for a mover for that motion?
to accept those nominations. Thank you, Councillor White. As seconder, Councillor Boyd, thank you. Councillor White? Nothing further. Councillor Boyd? Get it out. Okay, thank you. Therefore, I close the debate. There's no further discussion required. Please ask to raise your hands to support that motion as per page 158. Thank you. And that's voting unanimously. Moving on to the last but not least item, the appointment of to the external organisations. And they are listed there. Okay. Okay, so I guess the first nomination is to the Wowa South Metropolitan Zone, and that also requires a deputy. Can I ask for nominations, please? Okay. And that's three, Councillor Collinson, Councillor Cutter, and Councillor Mayor-Tali. I'll get that right in a minute. Yep. Okay, can I ask for a deputy to step in? Councillor Boyd, thank you. Nothing further. Can I ask for a nomination for the South West Corridor Development Foundation, the SWCDF, and the Environmental Forum? I'll just give you an update. I used to do this, and the SWCDF, those two organisations work together, and they're the same people. They happened around the same time. There's very little requirement in regards to the SWCDF, but the Environmental Forum does require regular meetings during the day. Okay, so can I have nominations for that committee member? SWCDF Environment Forum, Councillor Boyd, thank you. Can I have a deputy? Can I ask again? Can I have a deputy for that? I do, Councillor Harrington. Nothing further there. Can I have a nomination for the Fremantle Ports Inner Harbour Committee? Oh, very good. Councillor Brockman. And can I have a deputy, please, for that? Councillor White, thank you.
And don't forget, if Councillor Wilson wants to be nominated to anything, you can do that too.
I don't think he did any of these, no. No, how do you say? Moving forward, the Glide In Learning Group Committee. Can I have a nomination for that, please? Councillor Collinson. Okay. And then Deputy, Councillor Boyd. Thank you. Last but not least, the Local Emergency Management Committee. Did they not meet on Monday?
They did.
They missed a meeting.
Before this, yeah.
Councillor Maywood, thank you. Okay. And a Deputy, Councillor Brockman. Thank you. Putting all those together, okay, we now vote for them in its entirety. Can I have a mover, please, for that, to accept all those nominations? Councillor White, thank you. Signed, Councillor Harrington, thank you. Okay, Councillor White, anything further? Nothing. Councillor Harrington, nothing further? There's no further, I see there's no further discussion required, so therefore I'll put that motion. Anyone for all those nominations, please raise your hand. And that is voted unanimously. Look, before I close this meeting, I have to apologise because I did not introduce the officers at a meeting, so I do apologise to the CEO. Okay, thank you, Jonathan Thross, for being here, Peter Kosian, Executive Manager, Corporate Services, Jack Scott, Technical Services, Fraser Henderson, Executive Manager for Regulatory Services, and Tasha's gone, unfortunately, and then obviously I love Janine May here as well, AEA Governance Officer. So that all being said, I now close the meeting at 7:39. Thank you, everyone.